And now it's time for Atlanta's Business, an in-depth look at Atlanta commerce, hosted by News Talk 1160 Vice President and General Manager Jeff Davis.
Today's guest is Yessi Hollander, co-producer of Pump the Movie.
So Yessi Hollander, I've got to confess, I have not seen the movie Pump, but I have seen the trailer and I've done some research on it. I guess my first question is, how have the oil companies managed to get away with this incredible monopoly all these years?
Well, there's a few reasons. For many years, it was the cheapest option. Okay, until, if you recall, gas prices 20 years ago were very, very cheap. And only occasionally they went up, okay, like in the 79 and 73, et cetera. So, and then we really got hit economically. But generally, they have an economic interest, and they're trying to keep it. It's like, remember AT&T? $3 a minute for a long-distance call? They were trying to keep everybody out of the market until that was broken, and now we pay nothing for long distance. We'll have almost the same in oil once we break the monopoly.
But people are so skeptical. They think we're always going to need foreign oil. Come on. You know,
everybody is skeptical because it's been there for so long. It's like everybody thought we're going to have AT&T forever, okay, or IBM forever. And surprisingly, things happened and changed. The key issue is that we have now the capability to do it because we have cheap natural gas, we have cars that can drive a lot of stuff, and we have a new distribution system in this country, which most of you are not aware, but it's called Costco, Sam's Club, Wawa. They're all now selling fuel, and they're not interested in selling expensive fuel.
One of the things that impresses me about your movie, Pump, and we're going to get into the movie, you have a very stellar list of people contributing to this movie.
Right.
People like John Hofmeister, who's the former president of Shell Oil, Elon Musk, CEO of Tesla, Peter Goldmark, former president of the Rockefeller Foundation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Lends a lot of credibility.
If there's one subject you can say it's American, it's this. You know, this is actually not a sad movie. It's a movie about our love of the car and how we've been taken for a ride. But it's also a movie about hope. Because there is hope. We can get out of it. Our goal is to reduce the price of the pump at least $1 a gallon, okay, within 5 to 10 years. Pretty short time.
How much of our oil here in America comes from outside of America?
So the definition of oil has changed lately, but about half or just a little bit less. Now it's a little bit less than half, but still large quantity. Some of it from friendly nations like Canada and
Mexico,
Mexico, etc. But we have to remember, it's not about where we get the oil, it's how much it costs. Because if gasoline was 10 cents a gallon, you wouldn't mind if we imported it from anywhere. But if it was all domestic and it cost $6, we wouldn't want it. So we always import the price of oil. So the key to actually independence is to drop the price. Hmm. When we drop the price, we can do whatever we want. Then there's more money in the American economy. Our enemies don't have money to fight us or to fund terrorists that want to go after us. Cheaper price is the consumer choice.
We're pre-recording this interview, Yessi Hollander. So today is Friday, the 24th of October. When I woke up this morning, drove by a gas station. Price was $2.99. That's the lowest it's been in a long time. Is that just a coincidence, or is there something behind it?
Well, first of all, nobody knows, okay? When people talk about prices, do you know if the stock market will go up or down tomorrow? If I knew, I would be just what I'll be doing all day, okay? Most people would. We don't know. I have my theory that it's a very short-lived phenomena. Prices go up and down for various economic reasons and money market reasons. Basically, this is still not cheap. This is the cheapest we had in the last 4 years. Last year, on the other hand, was the most expensive fuel year of the entire history of the United States. So it's only natural that the price will come down a little bit after that. But the question is, what's going to be next year? I don't know. Probably more expensive because demand from China is going to keep on coming.
Got nothing to do with the elections coming up here?
Who knows? I mean, yeah, there's a conspiracy theories that says that the election is always, if you notice, there's always a decline in the price before elections. But I don't know how much you can influence that or not. You know, that remains to be seen. I think it has to do more with financial markets because if you look, a lot of other commodities are down. So soybeans are down. It has nothing to do with whether we drill for more oil in the back. We frack oil doesn't mean that soybean prices are going down by 30%. So it might be other reasons. What you have to look at is where the oil market is going, and we don't drive the demand anymore. The people that drive the demand for oil are the Chinese, the Indians, because that's where the growth is. And they keep wanting more and more. They just want our lifestyle, and they keep wanting it more. We drill a little bit more, which is good, by the way, okay? But there's no huge surplus of oil over the future years coming up. You may have a temporary surplus, like in any market. But anyone who's looking forward in the next 3-4 years is just wondering, where is the oil going to come from?
Sure. You used the F word a minute ago, fracking.
Yes.
How do you feel about fracking?
Well, we don't take a position on anything. In that regard, what is plus and plus is minus? We're not pro-fracking. We're not anti-fracking. We think fracking exists. Okay. Therefore, some people want to use it. If some people don't want to use it, don't use it. Some people don't like ethanol. Don't use it. I don't tell you which cereal to use or to eat. Okay? I don't tell you you like broccoli or you don't like broccoli. Okay? Everyone does whatever they want. We should have choice at the pump. And if you don't like ethanol because you think it's bad, then don't have ethanol. Mm-hmm. And if you don't like natural gas or fuel made from natural gas, like ethanol or methanol from natural gas, then don't buy it. It's your choice. Just let everybody have the choice.
So what's the genesis behind the movie Pump, Jesse Hollander? Who are the people behind this movie?
So there's a foundation called the Fuel Freedom Foundation. And our goal is to end our addiction to oil by opening the market to competition and to reduce the price so we can have cheaper, cleaner American fuel, made fuels. And it's a philanthropy. It's not a for-profit. It's funded by two guys like me, former high-tech, myself and another guy, Eyal, who are both former high-tech entrepreneurs. But as you've shown already, it brings people together from the right and the left, people from the climate people together with oil people. This is just so American, okay? We have to get this under control if we ever want to see us growing again and getting our strength around the world.
Should the Saudi sheikhs be nervous right now?
I don't know. I would be nervous regardless of me. I think their people sort of don't like them so much right now, and they have to pay every year more money to keep them happy. I'm not so sure that they are sleeping very well at night, regardless of what we do right now.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm their biggest worry.
And it's not all oil-related, necessarily.
No, not at all.
What is your connection, Jesse Hollander? You know, you said I know you've been a great success. I happen to know you, and you're from Israel originally.
Correct.
And you're a Jew. Is there something there? Is there a reason, a deep reason, why this is such an important issue to you?
It's very interesting. People ask me that all the time. So I do most of my time right now in philanthropy. And sort of almost everything I care about comes together. Most people don't know, but I'm a big donor for alternative fuel research. I'm also know the sector, both on the investment side and on the philanthropic side, both from the oil side and the alternative fuel side. I'm also worried about next Holocaust coming in the world. I don't think we're out of that. Look at how many people are dying every day in the world. Basically, most people died as a result of oil in the last 30 years than any other cause.
Isn't that amazing? Protecting the oil fields, things like
right.
that.
We send our sons and daughters to die protecting the oil field. As one of the guys in the movie says, if Kuwait grew broccoli, we probably wouldn't be sending our troops there.
You know, but we're not told that by our leaders. I've never heard them say, hey, we're going to send our troops over there to protect the oil fields.
No, the troops don't. The leaders never tell that. They give you all kind of other excuses. But Rand Corporation made a study that says 30% of our, at least 30% of our defense budget is dedicated to keeping the oil routes open. Mm. And that's a number we all know what it is. But it's everything else. I mean, the clean air. I want to breathe clean air, okay? And the brown cloud you see above Atlanta is not from coal. It's from your car. I don't want to send our troops, and I don't want to fund terrorism that threatens not just Jews and Israelis. I think, as you can see, it threatens us all around the world. And who's assigned the task of fighting it? It's always America.
You fascinate me, Jesse Hollander. You've said that you're from Israel, and I know that you've been a great success with a startup. I want you to tell us a little bit more about your background.
So I'm a high-tech guy. I started programming in 1969. That's a bit before.
Was this in your native country of Israel?
Yeah, native Israel. And I built a company.
U.S. Sabra? You're born in Israel?
Yeah, I was born there. I moved here in 91. And in 92, we went public in NASDAQ. I built a few other companies. Some of them were sold to BMC Software and others. So I've been in the software industry for a very long time. And back in 2000, I decided to, that I've done a few software companies. I know how to do that. I'm going to do something else and become a philanthropist. And I'm trying to do good things. And I think changing the oil market is one of the greatest things that could happen in America. It could be our growth engine for the next 20 years. If we actually start having fuel at a dollar less a gallon, that means $1,000 at the pocket of every man, woman, and child in America, we can actually grow our country out of the budget deficit just by growth. And we don't have to start fighting between Republican and Democrats.
All right, so what do we need to do? How do we lay this out?
So what we show in the movie is that every car on the road today can run on multiple fuels with a very small software change and sometimes a little bit more than that. But no more than $300, you can convert your car to run on gasoline, ethanol, methanol, and other fuels, all in the same tank at different proportions. So you can fill up with Georgia-made corn ethanol here, drive to Louisiana and fill with Louisiana natural gas-made methanol, continue driving to Florida. Unfortunately, they only have gasoline still. You fill up with your gasoline, you can switch all the time. That's existing in your car, and we want to open it for every American. It's currently illegal. We want Americans to start demanding it. We can open it.
Why is it illegal?
Well, like every rule that had a purpose, now the purpose is gone. So remember, I don't know how many people recall, but we used to have the catalytic converter in the car. When it was first introduced in the 70s, people figured out they can take it out, and the car will run better. So then the people got scared of the EPA, and they added a section to the Clean Air Act that's called the anti-tampering section of the Clean Air Act, which says you cannot change your car after it left the factory. Since then, we have a whole kind of set of rules around it. It's so difficult to change your car, although today you can change the car and you can't remove the catalytic converter. It's part of your engine, but it's still in the laws. This is a time to refresh that law and adapt it to the world, to the modern world.
But even if it was permissible for me to convert my car, they don't sell methanol and ethanol at my local gas station.
No, of course not, because your local gas station, that why would they put it there? There are only very few flex fuel cars that can run on it. So if you've got, let's say, 8 pumps, okay, you need at least to have 10%, 15% of the vehicles should be able to take it. Otherwise, you're wasting shelf space. But what's changed in the last 10 years is that 10 years ago, the gas stations were owned by Chevron, Shell, etc., Exxon, etc. Now, a large portion of the gas stations are owned by Sam's Club, Costco, Wawa, and I can go on the list. And they make most of their money by people coming to the store. Look at Costco, those guys in the weekend, 10 cents, 20 cents less, there's a line. What will happen if they could offer a fuel that cars could take that will be a dollar cheaper? What do you think will happen?
But how do we get it done?
So part of the reason we did that movie, we have our own programs. So we have a federal program and a state program. Utah just announced in May a big test that we're converting a lot of cars and running different fuels made from natural gas in Utah. But what we're looking for is for people to know about it. That's why we did the movie. We think that if a lot of people will know about it, they'll start demanding it. Not so much from their congressmen, but more from the businesses around them. So if you went to your local gas station and says, I want another pump, or if you went to your dealer says, Mr. Dealer, I want you to open that switch in my car so I can put other fuels. And of course, he can't because he's not allowed by GM or by Ford, etc. But then he'll going to tell, guys, everybody, all these people coming around and asking me to open the deal, to open this switch. And what if you went to Walmart, ask Walmart and sign a petition? This is one of our first asks to Walmart, to Costco, Wawa, etc. Sorry if I missed some of the other distributor, no insult to anybody. But if you ask them, if they'll get a large number of people doing that, I believe that we can, this is a market signal. We're not looking for a congressional signal. We're looking for a market signal from people to businesses.
What about electric charging stations? More and more we're starting to see them. In Israel, they all over the place.
Yeah, we don't mind. I have an electric car myself, by the way. I also have an electric car, but I think everybody should have an option to choose. You know, a Tesla is more expensive for most people. It competes with the more expensive model of BMW, Mercedes,
Lexus,
etc.
Nissan Leaf, though.
Nissan Leaf is a cheaper, a Volt. But again, not everybody is eating the same food, and not everybody is buying the same type of car. So this is just one of the options. We want options. There's CNG. We show the compressed natural gas option in the movie. We show many other options. We don't want to tell you which car to drive. We want to show you that we need a station, a gas, so to speak, station, We'll have all the options, and you as a consumer will decide.
You don't see one of these alternative options as being the best one, say electric, you know, or hybrid, something, you know.
Why do you want me to tell you which is best? Do you ask me which cereal is best? Do you want the government to decide for you which cereal is the best? What is the best car? There's 1,000 car models. Why do we have to have one fuel? I mean, no, we don't have to have one fuel. We can a lot. And if you like one, buy whatever you like. Maybe in Iowa, the cheapest fuel will be ethanol. Maybe in New York, the cheapest fuel will be methanol from garbage. Okay? And maybe in Louisiana, the cheapest fuel will be methanol from or ethanol from natural gas. It's all local. We don't go to New York to buy our gas from Georgia. We buy the gas here. Let's get the cheapest gas we can get locally here, from whatever source it is. Let's not make it one winner for the whole country.
Let's talk about the movie a little bit more, Yossi Hollander. What is your connection with the movie itself?
I'm one of the co-producers. It's a new role for me. I'm not a movie guy, but it's been a fascinating journey. It's quite interesting. It's like it's all about little decisions and making sure people we want people to love the movie. And I think
I'm looking at the reviews here, New York Times. I mean, we're talking Hollywood Reporter, LA Times, Variety Magazine, Bloomberg Businessweek, Reuters. Wow.
I think the interesting thing that was we worked really hard. This is not a movie, a party movie. Okay, this is an American movie, and I think it's shown. I mean, that we're both people from the right and the left love the movie because it is a movie about our love for the car. Mm. And I think we're staying away from all those little parties and bickering, which there are hundreds of them about this. We can get it done without having to decide one way or, as you say, one specific fuel, etc. Just letting American choose. We're pretty good at choosing.
You know, if you were the king of the world, how would you implement this?
I think it's a combination, okay? So one, the government should relax the rules, and those rules that could be relaxed by the government, the interpretations that they used really from the 70s. We're now 40 years later. So one, I'll do state tests, okay? So I would get states to do it in large numbers so they could test it in regions in let's say, Atlanta region or others. And I think that the big distributors, the big grocery store, I think for them it's a must for survival right now. I think they should look at it really, really seriously. You look at the results of a lot of them. People don't have money in their pocket. And most of that money has been taken away in the last 10 years by oil.
The critics of these alternative sources, the ethanols, the methanols, what would they say? What is the downside? Why, you know, what's wrong with ethanol and methanol?
So everybody will tell you something is wrong, okay? But the question is, why do people tell you all the time what is wrong about it? Does anybody tell you what's wrong with your cereal? Nobody's devoting the time so the government will decide what cereal you're going to eat and what vegetable you're going to eat. I don't like broccoli. You like broccoli. What's the big deal? The whole point is even what are the objections that are coming because people are trying to prevent us to have choice. So there's hundreds of objections. Don't believe a word, okay? Let you decide by yourself. You don't let anybody else decide for you on anything else, okay? Yes, there's advertisement, there's information, but you don't let anybody else decide for you what you're going to use. Yeah, every fuel has disadvantages and every fuel has advantages. There's nothing perfect. But as a consumer, we want to be the one that decides, not the government and definitely not the oil companies.
All right, Yossi Hollander, co-producer of the movie Pump. Pump is playing, when this airs, it will be Saturday the 25th of October. It'll be playing at the Plaza Theater, great theater. I love the Plaza, right there on Ponce de Leon, until through Friday of next week, I understand, right?
Through Thursday, yes.
Through Thursday of next week. Where else is it going to be playing?
Go to our website. Okay, it's called pumpthemovie.com. And on that, you will always have updated information about the showing. It is not showing in thousands of theaters, but it will be showing at theaters. And very soon, we'll also go digital.
But it's all over the country.
It's all over the country. We've already been to 40 places already.
Wow.
So it is showing in universities and other places. We think most Americans should see this movie.
You've worked very hard on this. You have a Herculean task, but so far, so good. You pleased with the way it's going?
So far, so good. I mean, most importantly, we're pleased with the way people react to the movie. We get people reacting really strong and, again, participating in our movement.
All right. Yossi Hollander, co-producer of the movie Pump. And folks, visit www.pumpthemovie.com, pumpthemovie.com, to find out more and how you can get involved, how you can help. And I want to wish you only the best of luck. Congratulations. Mazel tov.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You've been listening to Atlanta's Business with your host, News Talk 1160 Vice President and General Manager, Jeff Davis. Tune in every weekend and mind your business, Atlanta's Business, only on News Talk 1160, the talk of the town.